Sales figures from Thanksgiving weekend show the holiday shopping season kicked off with a serious bang. Many of us did a lot of that shopping using our tablets and smartphones. But it seems not everyone. Some baby boomers not totally on board with mobile shopping, even though they're more than happy to go out and buy the latest gadgets. Let's bring in Matt Heimer. He's editor of the MarketWatch.com Encore blog. And welcome back, Matt. Ever since the election, we haven't managed to have you on, so good to talk to you tonight.
Well, thanks, Dimitri. I'm glad to be back.
So what's the story here? I mean, boomers, just like a lot of others, they've got the money to buy Apple products and other smart gadgets. Why are they only using them for surfing the web, maybe, and email and text?
I think that once there's a transaction involved, once money's changing hands, the comfort level really changes. Since we put the story up online this morning, we've been getting a lot of responses from our readers, and a lot of them run along the lines of, I do not trust my financial data on my smartphone. People figure that if their phone gets stolen and they have, say, mobile banking information or credit card info from a purchase on Amazon or some other retail site, if that stuff's on their phone, they figure that it's easily obtainable by whoever might steal that phone.
Well, and with good reason. We have experts here on WTOP all the time warning of all the dangers of identity theft and not protecting your password or having an easy-to-crack password. But are the oldsters, let's call them, and they're not that old, 55 to 64, are they right to be overly cautious?
Some of the cybersecurity people that we've talked to say yes. While encryption technology and other kinds of security for mobile phones have come a long way in recent years and certainly expanded by leaps and bounds in the smartphone era, they're still relatively insecure compared to what you might have on even the average laptop computer on a home internet connection. Essentially, that home Wi-Fi, as long as it's password protected, is in the grand scheme of things more secure than the transmission by which a signal moves from your smartphone to the cloud, and that's why a lot of engineering types even are uncomfortable with the idea of the mobile transaction. Now, obviously, the banking industry in particular is trying to ramp up services in this area, and everyone is working to make this more secure. But right now, they feel like there's a lag.
So what happened during this past holiday weekend where we were even saying before the break, some people took their iPads right to the Thanksgiving dinner table and in between, you know, bites of turkey or whatever were shopping. It's really quite phenomenal. And it seems that maybe below a certain age, people just aren't worried about the security. They want to shop in this way. It's tremendously convenient. You can knock out a lot of shopping in just an hour.
I think that's true, and I think what would tend to happen around that Thanksgiving dinner table is that the kids and the grandkids might have pulled out their tablets and their smartphones and done some deal hopping, at the dinner table. But if the parents or grandparents wanted to buy, they were more likely to go to the home office and do it. Incidentally, that's not all necessarily about security. It's partly about comfort and the ease of use on sort of aging eyes and hands. Another big response that we've gotten since this article went up has been people saying, why should I fuddle around with smaller print and smaller buttons on my iPhone when I could just basically do this from a comfortable chair and a full-size keyboard in the home office? So that form factor is an issue. I think that it's interesting for older boomers, the tablet is kind of an interesting bridge between the smartphone and the computer, where you have that bigger screen and bigger buttons to operate, and I think a higher comfort zone in terms of just the physical ease of use. I'll be curious to see when all the numbers shake out later this week and later this month, what percentage of the sort of Cyber Monday boom shopping came on tablet devices as opposed to desktop computers or smartphones. Because I'm guessing that as tablets become even more widespread, that's going to be a tool on which boomers will feel much more comfortable. But again, the security stuff comes first for a lot of people.
Right. And you don't have to be a certain age to worry about that, too. If you're really in the know as far as how many people have their identities stolen and information stolen, then you could be 30 or 25 or 20 and be just as hesitant as maybe somebody older. Is there one more takeaway, Matt, that we can leave with tonight?
I think one thing to keep in mind when you think about people, quote, shopping on their smartphone, unquote, is that often they're doing the research on the phone. They're looking for a store. They're looking for a coupon or something like that. But a lot of the even the younger consumers who like to use it as a research tool don't necessarily always follow through and send the credit card number and push the button on that device. The Wall Street Journal's Shelley Banjo had a great piece in today's paper that talked about that basically followed a family in Ohio around as they did their shopping, and the 20-somethings were constantly wielding their smartphones as they checked out deals and took photos and searched for other opportunities online. But in many cases, they actually wound up going home and making that purchase from a desktop computer. So we might still be a couple of holiday seasons away from the point where the smartphone is really not only the research tool but also the tool of exchange.
Good talking to you again. Have a great rest of the week, Matt, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dimitri. Take care.
And that's Matt Heimer with MarketWatch.com. We've been talking about a little bit of an age divide that seems to be emerging, where younger people generally are more willing to buy something on a smartphone or a tablet. Older folks, happy to use the computer, but maybe not so much the tablet or the smartphone, and maybe